Thank you for inviting me. As I mentioned before, I'm at the American Political Science Association. I've been a political scientist for 15 years, and this new position for me at the APSA marks a career change for me, actually. Currently, I'm on the faculty at American University here in town, but I'm making a move, and I start officially at APSA in January. In political science, we struggle with the same issues that women face in other sciences and engineering and medicine, and so that's why I'm here to kind of commiserate, I suppose. We have very few postdocs, I mean, close to none, really, in political science. But we have a similar problem insofar that the issue is the time that it takes to actually start doing independent research and kind of catching up, if you will, not being behind the eight ball in terms of research production. A new statistic that we have out, or set of statistics, is that women are being placed much more quickly out of their doctoral programs into tenure track positions, and of course that is good news. Perhaps the caveat to that is that many more women than men are being placed as ABDs. And so while we may not have the issue of postdocs, lots of women are getting placed, and that number looks good, but they're being placed without having finished their dissertations yet. And so the first few years of their tenure track position is spent trying to finish their dissertation as well as carrying all the responsibilities that they would have as a junior professor. We also see the decline in the proportion of women as they advance through the ranks. And so we have, you know, roughly 36% of women are junior faculty, but by the time you get to full professor, it's about half that. So again, the leaky pipeline, if you will, is fairly obvious in the discipline of political science as well. So while we see some data that suggests that actually in political science compared to other social sciences, women actually are promoted with tenure slightly more than men, we still have the problem of women taking positions at non-R1 institutions, being hired as temporary faculty more often than men, as lecturers. This is the primary path that they take into academe. I mean, it's something that we need to work on. And women are much more likely than men, me included, I suppose, to leaving academia. And so when we ask questions about what happened with your first position, why have you moved to a second position, the women say, well, we left academe altogether, and men are moving on, not necessarily up, but perhaps on to other academic positions. So the question is, what does the American Political Science Association do with regard to this? And we do a number of things, but perhaps the most important, and we've already talked about it a little bit here, is mentoring. And so for the last couple of years, the association itself, not to mention what individual departments and universities do, but the association has established a mentoring process. By which we solicit mentees and mentors from the discipline. We do this fairly actively. We send out worksheets and sign-up forms, if you will, and we try to get those back as quickly as we can. And the staff at the APSA tries to match the senior people with junior people, and then on substantive interests as well, so the subfields in the discipline, but also with women with women, men with women, vice versa. I'm trying to really mix it up so that people, especially junior faculty, get the help that they need as they start their careers. And I think this is particularly important when we're dealing with women, like I said, who come in as ABDs, and they really are juggling so many balls and trying to finish their dissertations at the same time that it makes their careers very difficult. We also have a pretty burgeoning database. The staff at APSA is pretty small, and it's gone through some staff changes, and I'm the most recent one of those. So we're trying to kind of regroup and get our databases up to date, and we're redeveloping surveys that we can target, actually, at some of these particular constituents of ours, mostly women in the junior ranks, also women of color in every rank. And so we're working on that to collect data so that we can actually come up with statistics that really help us understand the challenges that we have ahead of us. Thank you. Great.